Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Right now on KDKA, 100.1 FM, AM 1020, and we are joined on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline by the president and CEO of the Heritage Valley Health System, Norm Mitry, is kind enough to join us. And this is going to be a regular occurrence, Tuesdays, right here at 4:30. We'll have an opportunity to visit with Norm about things that are going on at Heritage Valley and things that are going on when it comes to taking care of people. Norm, thanks so much for being here, and welcome to the KDK family.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you for the opportunity to be involved.
Absolutely. I know that everybody wants to know what's going on with COVID. What are you seeing? I mean, when was the first time that you heard about coronavirus 19? How long ago was it? How did you hear about it, first of all?
So clearly, I mean, we were watching it really from the first part of January of 2020, but it actually hit southwestern Pennsylvania on March 13th of 2020. And at that point in time, Rich Fitzgerald, the Allegheny County executive, called a number of us CEOs together on Sunday, March 15th. And we started on the plan, if you will, to take care of the community when it comes to the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's been going on for quite some time.
Physicians are trained to set a leg if somebody has a skiing accident. They know how to stop the bleeding if somebody, you know, has a softball that hits them in the nose. But when you're dealing with something that we didn't really know what it was or where it was coming from, how long did it take your staff to really feel like, okay, we've got a grasp on what it is we're dealing with? How long did that take?
Well, clearly, I think what we saw is all the organizations in southwestern Pennsylvania worked together. It probably took us approximately a good 30 days to really understand what we were dealing with. Now, we were dealing with it all along, but, you know, in order to have the adequate PPE, personal protective equipment, and in order to set up the COVID units, you have to remember it started relatively slow, and then it grew. And I do think what the state of Pennsylvania did to try to curtail it worked for a while, and we had it pretty well in check until the 4th of July holiday. And people did not heed the warnings that they should not gather. And so clearly we had a surge at the end after the 4th of July holiday. And we had to work with that through the summer. We did not get a surge after Labor Day, we thought we would, but where we really got the big surge, Rick, was after Halloween and Thanksgiving. And clearly, that's when we saw our most cases of COVID-19 that became hospitalized in our local hospitals.
Norm Mitry, president and CEO of Heritage Valley Health System, our guest on KDKA. Norm, do you have any idea what the total number of patients that you have seen for COVID-related issues is at this point? I mean, is that something that you keep track of? Is that something that you know day to day in terms of what those numbers are?
Yeah, we do. I mean, clearly, we've had approximately 1,000 patients in our three hospitals that had some semblance of COVID-19. We do a lot of drive-through testing. We have literally tested 40,000 people since this started in March of 2020. So it's been really a very active, if you will, pandemic that we had to deal with. And, you know, along with that, I think you've probably heard and read that when the pandemic really started to get legs and we had to shut down some elective surgery, and then people in the community became a little reluctant to come for healthcare. So we really have, if you will, people who were reluctant to come for their colonoscopies, their mammograms, all the things to promote health and wellness. So we're really working to try to get that back into the community and have people feel safe to to come for those preventative services.
So do you think that was just them saying, you know, if I don't have to go to the hospital where people might have COVID, where they might be sick, that I'm not going to go, and they put it off? Was it as simple as that, or was there more to it?
No, I do think it was as simple as that. You have to keep in mind that, you know, we had to really curtail how we provided health care. And if you have an elderly parent and you had to take them to the physician office, you were not allowed to go in. You had to drop them at the door, wait in your car, because everybody worked really hard to curtail this virus. And, you know, wearing masks, socially distant, not people waiting in waiting rooms, of course, washing your hands, you know, all those things to help curtail the virus. And at some levels, it worked well, and some not so much.
When I mentioned that you were going to be on, I had somebody say to me, hey, listen, can you please ask him about this? And this is a great question. Has a mother 90 plus years old, is a patient within your system, is saying, hey, when are we going to find out about vaccinations for them? I know that there's phase one, there's 1A, there's 1B. Take us through that, where you stand right now, so that, you know, the people who have that same kind of question can get an answer to that.
Sure, absolutely. So by the end of this week, we will be putting on the Heritage Valley webpage the ability for folks to register for the vaccine. So what do I mean by that? So this morning, Department of Health, under the CDC guidelines, modified 1B and 1C to say anyone 65 and older or 16 to 64 with underlying health conditions should be moved to 1A. So clearly that was felt like the shot across the bow of the ship this morning, because now you're talking about thousands and thousands of people. I mean, to date, we have vaccinated, you know, well over 3,200 people with the first dose and 1,400 people with the second dose. But now with this, we're able to go to the community, and those vaccinations were for healthcare providers, first responders, folks like that. We're now able to go to the community, and we will be doing this by the end of the week, opening up the ability for people who are 65 or older or 16 to 64 with underlying conditions to register on our webpage. And I say register because people want to get registered, and then as vaccine becomes available, we will reach back to them with a automated link if they have the ability to use a computer or a phone number to schedule both their first and second dose. As everyone is aware, you have to, if it's a Moderna vaccine, there's a 28-day wait between the first and second dose. If it's a Pfizer vaccine, it is a 21-day wait. So it's really mandatory that we schedule both the first and the second dose. So the good news for your friend is that by the end of this week, there'll be information on our webpage, and they'll be able to register for their vaccine. Now, what we're going to be doing is we'll be providing this vaccine in Beaver County at the Community College of Beaver County Dome. And for Allegheny County, we'll be providing it right on Steubenville Pike. There's a Staples building there across from Ditka's Restaurant, right. And we have part of that building. So that's where we'll be. That's the two sites where we will be providing the vaccine.
Well, I am really excited about this relationship moving forward as far as being able to get these kind of updates from you. Norm Mitrie, thanks so much for being here for the inaugural run-through, and we'll do it again next Tuesday at 4:30.
Rick, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. Thank
you. Absolutely.
Stay safe.
President and CEO of the Heritage Valley Health System, guest on KDKA on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.